Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. I'm here to have another wonderful healing experience for everybody. In the show previous, they were talking about maybe taking different vitamins or trace minerals, etc. So we'll do some of that energizing today from the Lightship. So you can see what it's like to have the Lightship actually give you these, what would you call it, though? Products or whatever you want. Anyway, I have a lack of words for that right now. I'm trying to be more in the moment here, and the words don't come out exactly right sometimes. But anyway, we'll be doing that tonight, doing some energy transmissions to you. And we'll first see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there online? Maybe you can talk a little bit about what we are going to be bringing in tonight for the people.
Yes, hi. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. And like Ron said, there will be many beautiful divine energies coming in from the Lightship tonight. And we got an idea that we would love to experience some of the nutrients, the things that nourish us that maybe we don't get enough of in our day-to-day existence here because either they've been depleted from our food sources or other particular reasons. So we'll get a chance to experience some of those energies directly from the Lightship tonight. And I guess to get started, we'll just begin with some entity releases so that we can all get more in our bodies with our spirit energy and connect with our own divinity.
Okay, so we're going to work from the bottom of your feet all the way up to the top of your head. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. This is not Earth-based technology. It's the Lightship that created you, your physical body blueprint, initially, and your spirit. So here we go. And the light seems to be working with you. Just sit back and relax. You're going to be working with the bottom of your feet and working all the way up to the top of our heads here. So we're at our ankles now, going up to our calves, our knees, going up to our hip joints now, our waist, solar plex area, and moving up to our shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. Now we're going to the neck and head area. So entities attach when we have pain in our body. So if you had pain or you still have pain, that can also draw entities to you. So we're taking those out of you right now. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And because they're invisible, they can be called spirits. But your true spirit that you have inside of yourself is only one, and that's in your heart center. And that's what looks out of your eyes. And when you have entities, if they overtake your body, then your eyes become glossed over. And you may have always seen people who have glossed over eyes. And they're a little scary to look into because you don't know who's actually in that body and how they're perceiving what you're telling them. And here we go, doing some more releasing. So just sit back and relax. Normally, a lot of people feel tingles in their body. You might feel your body go through the process of having a lot of warmth come into it. And when we bring more of your spirit into you, you're actually going to feel your body get a little bit heavier. This is what happens when you become more in your body because your spirit's with it, and your spirit energizes and comes into you, and you feel the densities of your body. So here we go, taking more of you, these entities out of you, and now we're going to bring more of you back into yourself. So your spirit knows how to come in. Normally, you would come in probably through your crown chakra, maybe the heart area, or you could just walk directly into yourself. So here we go. Your spirit knows how to do this. I'll count to 10 to command the energy and the parts of you that left from the traumas and pain and fear of living on the earth plane here has to become de-traumatized and put back into balance again, because you don't want to bring in anything to you that's in traumatic distress or anything, because that will prevent you from having healing. So here we go, coming in, and I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And like I said, you should feel a little heavier now. You should have more conscious awareness of where you are. And you may feel warmth or tingles in your body as your spirit begins to heal you. Remember, your spirit is your conduit for healing. Without your spirit, your body won't have any divine healing being done to it. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment, heart center, moving that energy around. And your chakras only go out of alignment because of somebody projecting their thoughts to you or something projecting its thoughts to you. And that's mind control energies. And that could also be considered courting, planetary courtings, maybe your horoscope, natal chart. That's all negative side stuff. Remember, the light only works in the now, and light only has gives you free will, free choice continuously. So all the other energies that are going against that are the dark side, which are normally soulless beings without a spirit in them. And they're here. These are the ETs that are causing us the troubles that we're having on the earth plane here. And they come from the God plane energy, which churches believe in. And these energies are the mass consciousness that people get their information from also. So the extraterrestrials only tell you and inform you on what they want you to know. And this is all mind control information. So here we go. Heart center, perfect. Throat chakra, third eye, going down now. Power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Great. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is where your mental body, your thoughts that you have inside of your head, your awakening consciousness, your ego self, whatever word you want to use there, we're going to drop the energy from your head down to your heart center so it can have the communion with your spirit. And you're going to feel when you think a thought that it's not between your ears any longer. If you are in your heart, it'll be in your, if you're not in your head, it'll be in your heart, in your chest cavity there. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just put some music on here to allow you to experience this connection. Of the mental body surrendering to your heart. Thank you. do, first of all, to get everybody a little more centered, we're going to remove from you momentarily the mind control that's being transmitted to you from on-planet and also off-planet. And this technology is typically brought to us either way by the extraterrestrials. And it's very unfortunate that we're so heavily mind-controlled along with the chemtrails here. So here we go. I'll count to 10. The light chip is going to be taken away, the mind-control energy. So kind of feel, sense the energies around you in your room. You might feel your lights around you, the wiring in your walls, your energy off your computer, maybe cell phone energies. All these go through you, radio waves, etc. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to be in a little bubble. And you'll be in this bubble throughout this whole program. The light chip will be doing this. And what I'd like you to do, too, before so, let's bring in the light beam here on the monitor screen. So if you're just listening with the audio, what you want to do is click on Creation Light Chip Healing. Any one of the shows at work, we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Just find us and click on Creation Light Chip Healing, and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam there underneath the blinking flower. If you wish to communicate with us, then just click on the fast chat button. And so here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a difference right now. Let's put another song on just momentarily so you can actually experience what it's like to be without this energy around you going through you. You connect better for these healings tonight. What we're going to do is release from you momentarily, maybe throughout this show here, different bodies. Remember, the invisible bodies that are created by the Earth Spirit to protect your physical body are there to help you from being attacked psychically by other people and other energies. And actually, when they get overloaded, filled up, then they start leaking over, spilling over into your physical body, and at that point, then you have disease and illness. So these bodies need to be cleared. So if you look at my list of services, almost all these clearings deal with mind energy, and the mind energy are these bodies that get contaminated. So what we're going to do is just release some from you. Naturally, they need to be with you, but once they're released, you're going to feel a complete relief in your body energy. And your body's going to be freed up of this trauma that these bodies actually give you. So what we're going to do is take your emotional body, and they don't always want to leave because, you know, they're afraid to leave. Remember, these are conscious energies that have a life of their own, just like your spirit does. So we're going to take this, and the emotional body, after you pass on, would be considered a ghost. So here we go. We're going to take your emotional body and put it in front of you. And here it comes, and they don't always want to leave. They're like hooked onto like a gigantic spring, so they will go out a ways, but they won't go too far because they don't want to lose their home. And here we go, coming out, and halfway out, three quarters, and that release from you now. So we'll just have it stay out there for the next, say, 45 minutes here. And now we're going to have your mental body. That's going to come out behind you. And each time they get released, you can actually feel a lot more energy coming into your body, and you're going to be freed up of a lot of tension, so your body will start to relax more and more. So here we go. Mental body behind you, and it's coming out now. And you may find the mind chatter inside of your head actually stop during this process here. Here we go, halfway out, three quarters, and there we go. Great. Next, we're going to do your sensory body. And this body is how you view life here, we'll say, the way your body experiences life. We'll take this body and put it to the right side of you. This is your sensory body, and it's coming out. And here we go. And I'm sure you're probably all feeling more relaxed right now. And then your mind is saying, gee, why do we have all these bodies? Well, it's because of the mind control energies here. We deal with mind versus heart energy. So here we go. Halfway out, three quarters, and out. Next, we're going to work with a trauma body. So these are for people who've been in a lot of trauma. And not everybody needs this body actually cleared, but we're going to take this out of you. Here we go. Coming out a little more. Good. Coming out, and now that's out. And naturally, people have pain. And next is the pain body. And this we're going to also put behind you here. So here comes your pain body, going to be released from you. Where these bodies collect this stored information, we'll call it. And it's coming out now. Remember, this is all mind energy, and the mind energy has different frequencies. There we go, coming out. And the different frequencies actually imprint into your body. There we go, coming out now. That's out completely. And if we can do one more body. I'm trying to see which one we want to do here. We'll do your feeling body, okay? And that'll be in front of you also, like your emotional body. Here we go. And that's going to come out. These are for people who deal with their feelings more than they deal with emotions. Two different body energies completely. Okay, coming out. And here we go. There. Now, these bodies are out of you. So I'll just let you have some music on here. And you can experience this energy that you have in you right now. It'll be very, very nice. You should be very relaxed at this point in time. over to Sylvia here. And Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace still?
Yes, I'm here. And let's see, we do have some questions on the fast chat. So would you like to get into those first and then go from there into bringing in the energy?
Sure, we could do that, yeah.
Okay, so I see a question on there regarding the parallel life clearings that you do, and you have four different kinds on the list of services. And I think the question was from Pauline, and she wanted you to explain the difference between those four of the parallel lifetime clearings and how those work.
Okay. What we have is, unfortunately, the dark side creates creations of Earth. They fabricate them, and our spirit then goes to them. So what we have one clearing is where you're actually removed from the parallel lifetimes of clone planets that are Earth, and your bodies that look like yours and maybe all of your friends on this. So that's one of the clearings. Another clearing is where you're actually released from the planets other than Earth. And these are dark side planets that you basically know nothing about. And so you get released from those also. These all get imprinted back into your physical body. And from there, we have other similar, but we have the past lives, okay? So those are the two main ones, which would be in this lifetime, okay? So this lifetime you have cloned bodies, cloned Earths, and then you have cloned bodies on cloned planets. Well, naturally, this has been going on for quite a long time, so you actually have past lives in these. And now, remember, all the energies are stored inside of your body. Your body is like in a sense, a massive computer data bank, maybe like a tape recorder in a sense, and it records everything that's gone on with it. And that also includes all of your ancestors. And naturally, when you have all this stuff inside of you, stored inside of yourself, your body wants to heal it. So this is why the experiences that you have in this lifetime is what your body needs to heal in this lifetime so it won't die at an early age. And then once you just start doing more clearing, you say, gee, how come I'm not done with these clearings? I just worked on one clearing, another one popped up. Well, that's because you have all of the thoughts of your ancestors plus all these other parallel lifetimes that's imprinted in you. And unfortunately, this is the way the system here is that you're carrying the densities of a lot of different things. And your body, you know, is just basically suffering, and it wants to get out of these energies. So that's why we do four of these special clearings, this lifetime and then also past lives. Going much more deeper. And so most people are dealing with this lifetime issues, but they all come from the past. So I hope that answers your question. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think that's it on the questions for now. So let's bring in some of these wonderful energies. And I think we were talking before about things like minerals and trace minerals that we are so much lacking now because they're depleted from our soil. So is this something that the light ship can give us an experience of kind of giving us the minerals and trace minerals that we need?
Yes. So what we'll do is if you wish, you can either watch the light beam on your screen or scroll down a little bit further on your scroll bar and bring up the Creation Light Ship insignia. The difference of the two is the insignia has the 12 source energies coming out of it of creation. And then the light being strictly has typically one light being, or maybe three can come out of that too, or maybe even more. So either one will work for you. And you may actually feel the energy coming from these two pictures coming into your heart center. So we're going to bring in the trace minerals. So the light ship is going to analyze you first of all and find out what you are missing. And they're doing that right now. You might feel your body changing temperatures as the light being is working with you now. And they need about 10 more seconds here. And it's like they're just about done. Okay, I'm going to count to 10. And you can feel your body change. You may actually have your taste Maybe saliva change in your mouth might get thinner or thicker, and you might even sense different types of sensations, maybe even a taste or so on your tongue as the energy comes into you. So on the count to 10, they're going to give you what you need at this exact moment in time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just put some music on again. And just kind of do a body scan and just see how your body is responding to being a little bit more put it back into balance. Maybe vitamin D into us, okay? So again, the light beam is going to scan you. And from there, we're going to see what we need. Everybody's different naturally. And they're ready now. So you're going to feel what it's like to have vitamin D into your body at the level that it needs to be. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? Again, do a little body sampling here, see how you feel. Stay in your heart, ask your spirit how this is working for you. Vitamins here. If anyone else would like to suggest another vitamin or something, just put it on your the BBS Fast Chat. And again, we do this same type of call when we do water charging. We did that today on Wednesdays. It's $60 for the month, and the light beams give you what you need for healing. So if you're interested in pursuing this, we'll say you can come on the calls once a week on Wednesdays, and you get 7 containers of water, and you have that for 28 days. We do it every Wednesday, so you get on, and you have 4 consecutive Wednesdays with water charging. So if you have been on the water calls, you may not feel too much of a difference right now, because I'm sure the light beams are working with you continuously, and you're having your body balanced out. So here we go. Here's vitamin V. B as in boy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'll put some music on, kind of feel your body, check it out, see how you feel. I want to walk around even. Sylvia, any requests on the fast chat there?
Yes, we actually have quite a few. I think people are really enjoying this, and it is really actually amazing. It feels wonderful, and I'll just mention something, too, in case people haven't been on your conference calls. Sometimes on a few of the conference calls I've been on, we've gotten to go to this wonderful area of the light ship where they have, I think it's maybe by the food court or in the food court area, for the light beings that don't actually eat food. And it's sort of like a phone booth size thing, and then you put your hands on plates, and then through the plates they read your body and find out exactly what it's needed. And then you go into the booth and you get that infusion. If I'm saying it right, that's what my experience has been, and it's just been like the most wonderful feeling. So I really love that, and this really reminds me of it. So that's a great thing. You know, if you are on a budget and you want to get a lot of healing in addition to this radio program, I really recommend the conference calls, because they're inexpensive, it's very easy to do, and there's always wonderful healings like this on each call. So I just wanted to mention that. Let's see. Do you want to say anything about that that booth?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. They do energize your body. It takes about 2 minutes to do, and you feel much better. So, yeah, this is for the light beings that don't actually eat food. They get energized that way. So, and if you're interested, what I'd probably recommend doing on the 20th of this month, if you're not doing Christmas shopping, it's on a Saturday, we have our four-hour conference call. It's $60, 60, and it starts 1 o'clock PST. So anyway, let's get back to the show here. Otherwise, the conference calls Mondays and Fridays for healings are $20. It's all very, very affordable.
Okay, so we have requests for some vitamins. We have a request for vitamin C, so let's do that one next.
Okay, here we go, vitamin C coming in, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a body scan, see how you're feeling, and you should feel your body get energized within probably about 15, 20 seconds here. Thank you. that Fulton C will say of what you need right now, this very moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything not of the now is not of the light. Okay, Sylvia, what's next?
Okay, we have a request for something called coenzyme Q10. And from what I understand about it, it's something that kind of helps all other vitamins and nutrients be effective on the cellular level, and it's very good for the heart and for the gums and so forth. So we'll ask the light ship to bring in some coenzyme Q10.
Okay, so what they're bringing in is probably their equivalent to it, which is actually be more body compatible than what's actually being sold down here in stores, okay? So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Vitamin E, the exact amount that you need right now in your body. So just watch the light beam on your monitor screen. The light ship is doing this for you. Here comes vitamin E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here. request from Marcy. We'll just bring in vitamin K. We already brought in vitamin D earlier, so here's vitamin K. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may notice that your body is probably in pretty good shape right now, and you may not even feel hungry. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, how about vitamin A next? We had a request for that also.
Okay, here's vitamin A coming in. Just watch the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you like what we're doing, get on the call that we normally have on the third Saturday of each month. Four-hour conference call. We normally do something like this. We go into the special room on the food court where you get energized. Questions next about creation, lightship healing, anything about lightship healing, about the ascension coming up, just do so right now and we'll answer the questions until the show ends here. And the conference calls, the third Saturday call is $60, 6-0. That question was on the fast chat. And then Mondays and Fridays, they're $20 apiece, and they're a one-hour physical healing call. And the calls start at 5:30 PST. On Wednesdays, we do the water charging, so you have a whole month full of water. We just did that this evening, in fact. So let's wait for some questions to come on here. If you're new to the program, the lightship only comes once every 2,000 years. There's really nothing out there in books or literature about it or reading material, except what's on my website. That's all that's really listed. If you're a Bible person and you've read the Bible, then I would say probably for most of what Jesus talked about, where he used the word Father, you place the word Father with creation lightship, and then you can have a much better perspective on what the lightship is and how it works. And in our terminology now, it's the lightship. Back when he walked the earth, they called it Father. So regardless, it's the same thing. The teachings are the same. Same ascension teachings, which is what he did when he came here, to help people release their genetic cellular memories out of their body for ascension. Remember, you have to get rid of the judgment to have your spirit come more fully into your body. And this is the whole process why all these healings is what the lightship is doing now, to help you in the ascension process. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. If you have anything on the fast chat coming up or anything you want to add, that'd be great.
Well, we have a question from Nima regarding the twin flame energy. And, you know, if we are able to request healing for our twin flame and if they're actually able to do that also.
Yes, I can do a special a series with your twin flame. Some people will come to me and say, gee, Ron, I know before I came to the planet Earth here, whenever that was, we'll say, they were involved with the dark side or they had other situations to where they may not feel whole and complete, and they actually know that. So what I can do is a healing on you, your spirit, one half of you, which is what your spirit actually is, because the total part of you is you with your twin flame. So I can heal the part that's in you, going back from this point in time when I start the healing. Remember, the light only works in the now. We can go backwards to your creation point, and we can heal your spirit for all of its lifetimes throughout the universe. And we do the same exact healing for your twin flame. And that way you're really in good shape. And the twin flame integration that we do, we bring the energy to you, and that's called the 4-in-1 Master Set. And that's on the list of services. It'd be under the initial, I think it's self-empowerment series. But you have to do some clearings in order to have your twin flame come to you because you have to make room for it and get rid of the densities. So when we do this process, you're actually connected to your home base energy, which is what you would call your soul family here. Remember, the dark side mimicked that, and they created almost the exact same thing here, although here you held captive in here. And from creation standpoint, you only have one lifetime in the now. You're not a multidimensional being because you only have one lifetime. You can go out anywhere you choose to go to, but you only have one life in the now. And your spirit, other half of you, also, since it's your other half, goes out and experiences the universe also. But you meet on your home base energy. So the 4-in-1 session is really nice for your self-empowerment. Once you have that, for almost everybody that I worked with, their loneliness goes away. The desire to buy things to satisfy that inward need of lack goes away. And you can connect to your twin flame whenever you choose to. So your twin flame energy and your home base was severed from you by the dark side here. And then the other part of the clearing is we take you out of the karmic cycle, out of your soul contracts here, your soul family, and we take you out of that complete system here, which the dark side has put you into for all of your lifetimes here. In case you're wondering what that's about, you should only have one lifetime wherever you choose to incarnate with free choice. Like I say with the song by the Eagles, Hotel California, part of the lyrics is, we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And that's, you know, the dark side themes here. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So are you there?
Yeah, so so just continuing a little bit very briefly on Nima's question. So has you mentioned that our twin flame connection was basically severed or blocked probably by the dark side, you know, whatever they did on Earth to prevent us from leaving and to prevent us from having that connection. So is that why, has it also been either impossible or difficult for our twin flames to contact us while we've been here on Earth?
Yes, they took away your identity. So the link that you would normally have to connect to your twin flame and your twin flame to connect to you has been severed, yes.
So after doing that 4-in-1 healing or clearing, then that connection is reestablished by the light ship.
Yes.
So that you can communicate with your twin flame, and your twin flame is also now able to communicate with you.
Yes, whenever you choose to, it would never be taken away from you, because the light ship has put it back into place, and it will actually safeguard you from that. Remember, all these healings that we're doing with the light ship is for your own self-empowerment to get more into your body, to connect to who you are, your spirit, for the ascension. So whatever healings you have had done, the light ship will not allow any other practitioner to take them away from you, and that also includes the dark side. And there are practitioners working in the dark side here also. Maybe unknowingly, but there are those out there doing just awful things to people.
That's true. So We have quite a few questions, probably more than we can actually get to tonight, and many of them are on the subject of ascension. So maybe we can make our next program on Friday evening about the subject of ascension and answer any questions that we don't get to tonight. So that Friday night program airs on Station 2 on CBS instead of on Station 1.
5 minutes earlier.
5 minutes earlier. It starts 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time. So I think we have time for one or two. So we've got a couple of people asking, like, is it going to feel a certain way just before the ascension happens? Is our body going to feel differently? Are we going to have signs when this ascension is happening on the planet?
It depends, you know, when the lightship plans to do the ascension. Remember, this is not just for us. This is for the whole universe. And so everything is being prepared now for that process. As far as maybe having a warning go off where they say you have 1 month to get prepared, no. It could happen like in 2 seconds from now. And the preparation is all on your part. And like I say to everybody, how much do you love your body? Would your body love to be able to be rematerialized in a much better place than what it is now in perfect health? So, you know, it's all your choice, everybody listening here. You all have your own free choice whether you choose to do the work that it takes to get rid of the judgment out of your body, which is given to you by your ancestors. So as far as knowing about it and when it's going to happen, I don't know when it's going to be. The dark side predictions are 2012, you know, in December. That could come true. You know, I don't know, but whenever it happens, there will be no trauma involved. It'll just happen instantly, and there will be no more of anything in the light because the light ship will take away its frequencies of its creation, and everything will come back to the light ship, which would be your home-based energy, and the darkness falls away, and then it starts up over again. So it's up to you to do the preparation. You know, if you are a believer what Jesus talked about, that's what he was doing 2,000 years ago, preparing everybody for ascension. And after he stopped doing that preparation, when he died on the cross, nobody after that had any attunements done to them throughout time until right now. So he helped everybody that he could before that time happened. But there was no energy transmitted here from the light ship or from anything else. The dark side may have done attunements, but which is what they're doing now. But once ascension time happened, then it takes another 2,000 years, and right now we're at that same point again. So as far as Jesus dying for your sins, no, he did not. He was killed, but he actually was killed because he was helping people to release their genetic cellular memory out of their body for ascension. But nobody after that time frame, according to the Christian beliefs, you know, would be saved, you know, or they think they're going to be saved because that's why he died. But that's not true whatsoever. So the people that he worked with benefited. The ones after it, you have to work on yourself. And right now the light ship is here again, and that's basically it. And you have to do the work. So we're going to bring in, on the fast chat here, bring in Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Here we go. So watch the light beam on your screen. We'll bring it in really quick here. It'll be here in 10 seconds. We'll have to sign off and hope to see all of you on the Friday show on Station 2 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And these energies will be with you for about a half an hour. So at half past the hour, they will leave. And they're from the light ship, the original spirit energies of these two divine beings. So here they are. And blessings to all of you, and I'll just sign off and say good night, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone. See you Friday.